Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Live with Larry. Every week there seems to be something going on, right? Right now I'm just going to enter a message here saying, getting a hold of my guest co-host, I guess you could say, from last week. Oops. Let me just go back. White rapper. Call into the show, if you will. 347-637-1843. All right. Now, hopefully we'll get the white rapper on. In the meantime, welcome. I'm just going to do a little, an extra bit of house cleaning. Bear with me. As much as I love America and our democratic system, I'm not always a big fan of the political conventions. Sometimes I figure it's a bit of a waste. But that doesn't mean that I'm still patriotic. Good. We may be getting the white rapper on after all. In fact, All right. Listen, anybody wants to call in, by all means, phone number here is 347-637-1843. And let's take a look and see. You know, this past few months with the primaries and now with the Republican convention, the Democratic convention, and it's crazy. I'm going to come on with the white rapper.
Hey, yo. Yo. Good. What's good, people?
Hey, white rapper.
Yo, yo, yo. What's good, peoples?
What's good, peoples? Yes. I was just getting on a little tangent because of all that's going on with the elections happening.
I'm voting for the guy from the Flintstones.
The guy from the Flintstones.
Yeah, Heavens to Megatroyd.
Heavens to Megatroyd. Yeah. Yeah.
Might as well vote for the guy from the Flintstones, right?
Absolutely. It's probably better than any of the candidates that are actually running.
Are they running, or are they just like idly standing waiting for people to just be fooled by their nonsense?
Probably a little bit of both.
If we break it down further and further, Ken Starr and, you know, the guy that was killed on the White House property years ago. I mean, all of that was done during the Clinton administration, you know?
That was the Clinton administration, although we may be poised for another Clinton administration. But the thing...
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. The Larry Live Show. A little dead air? Sure, why not? Please be quiet while we fix the equipment. Am I even live? Larry? Sounds like dead air to me. Hey, Larry. Larry? Are we live? How are we doing here? Are we live or what? Live on the Larry Show. Live with Larry. Live with Larry. You are live with Larry. Hey, Larry. Well, I'm live. Live. Yo, we there? We on live or what? What's going on here? Live with Larry. I think we shut off the, I think we shut down the board again. We're going working on a little dead air here. Pretty good stuff, actually. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Live with Larry Show. I'm your guest host, the White Rapper, living large and in charge. Bye-bye. All right, people. I'm going to try and do this again. Let's go, Larry. Larry. Gosh. Oh, what's going on here?
Why with Larry?
Oh, for really live, though. That's the problem with Larry Show. I'm quite sure it's alive.
All right, let's see.
All right. Let's shoot again. All right. Live with Larry. You're live with Larry. Live with Larry. You are live with Larry. Did we really just lose the show again? Oh, let's talk. Live with Larry. You're live with Larry. Live with Larry. Stan, you there? Hello? Sam? Alrighty. Here we go. Live with Larry. You are live with Larry. So anyway, like I was saying, just thinking that basically the people who are running probably need to just go and turn themselves in for all the crimes against humanity they've committed. And, live with Larry. I'm White Rapper. You're live with Larry. You there? Hello, live with Larry. Is this thing on?
Oh boy.
Guess I'm gonna have to hang up the call again.
I don't know. I don't know if I could do this yet.
Seriously? Play again? No. Friggin' show. What's going on? Yo, live with Larry. Live with Larry on Dead Air. Alrighty. Alright. Well, let's just do this. If anybody out there can hear me, we are doing a show today about producing a show about the show that doesn't be trying to produce a show. And if you're listening, they're trying to make it so you can be honest. Hello, you're live with Larry. Did you mute this show again? Unmuted. Oh, the show is unmuted now. All right, yeah, this is a little too much. So, live with Larry.
Okay.
I'll talk to you later, Larry. I'm back home. I'm going home. Yep, we are unmuted. We could possibly be back live on the air, unmuted. Last time this happened, 2 seconds later, we were live with Larry. Hello, are we live with Larry again?
Hello. Live with Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hello, Larry. There was a show years ago. It's called Hello, Larry. The beginning theme song was, Hello, Larry, Hello, Larry. And then the guy goes, Hello, Larry. Pretty funny, actually. All right, live with Larry. You're live on the Larry Show. Live with Larry. Oh, boy. Unmuted. Unbelievable. Again, I gotta go do some other things, yeah. Lights, action, camera.
Larry, you are live with Larry. Live with Larry. Oh, boy. Hey, Larry Live. What's going on? What am I doing?
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 7189388710 is not available. The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Unmuted. What the hell is going on here? Unmuted. So are we even on the air? Am I on the show? Am I on? Just being on? Are we on? Hello, Larry. Are we on the air, Larry? Hello, Larry. Hello, Larry. Hey, Larry. Ah, goddammit. I don't think that anybody can hear me. So I'm going to say my wildest fantasy. First off, there are two blonde midgets, super hot chicks. And then there's a monkey and a horse. Next thing you know, hey, we're live on the air. Oh, gee, that'd be good. Oh, come on, what's going on out there? Get your acting together. Go, Tricky. Hello, Larry. Hello, Larry. Hello, Larry. Hey, Larry. Hey, Larry. Yeah. Oh, Larry. What a time. Tell us this little boy. Sean. He wanted to be a great rapper. So he did it. He went out in the world and said, hey, world, check out my ROM. And he was like, your ROM? I'm like, no, my mom's tight, you know? And then he was like, oh, no. No, you don't. No, you don't need to rhyme. You do not do the rhyming thing. And I was like, yo, you there or no? Why, you there? Smoke is not for that shit. Love. Larry.
Yo, Larry, check this out, right, son? Yo, man, I was doing this thing, man. Yo, I was playing the game. I was like, yo, what's up, son? And he was like, yo, what's up, son? I'm like, yo, son, what's up?
Hello, Larry. Live with Larry on the air. Nah, we're not on the air. We're not live with Larry. We are nothing at this point. There is nothing but dead air. Welcome to the world of Live with Larry, where most of the show is dead air. All right, we need to reboot, unmute, reboot, do. Let's do it all over. Come on.
All right. Hopefully we won't have any more technical glitches. The connecting service I was using before just wasn't working properly. But now I'm going to go and bring back the white rapper.
Yo. What up, everybody? You're live with Larry sometimes.
Hey.
How are you?
Sometimes.
That's
yeah,
right.
Sometime.
Could be worse.
It could be worse. It could be worse. We could have a massive explosion.
Oh, please, God forbid. There's enough craziness in the world. Just actually came from the local bodega around the block from my house where there was a shooting just as I pulled up. So you know, it's craziness in the world today, Laugh, you know? Craziness.
Well, that is
crazy.
So,
shooting
in a bodega.
Just been
good.
Right, can't even go in and get a couple of packs of cigarettes or something to drink without people shooting at you.
That is the saddest thing I've heard yet.
Well, you know, the funny part is I always think, like, what these kids would have been if they had a chance to live, you know, what they could be doing in life if they just would have switched it around a little earlier, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Everybody deserves a shot at something. I mean, there's so many programs out there, but the only thing is today's youth is like either too proud or still too rebellious to do anything. And no matter how hard you try, they get a kick out of just being rebellious and constantly saying, oh no, this won't work. How do you know it's not going to work if you don't try it, or this is going to suck?
I mean,
the
lately,
thing is that,
yeah, I'm also finding this, you know, whole thing lately where this, you know, echo of racism around the world for just all sorts of things that I don't even believe are truly basis for saying a whole culture is racist or they're responsible for, you know, people dying left and right around us. You know, I think we just need to all just check our own backyards and see what we're doing. And if we're doing something out of control or something that's not right, and just got to straighten that out. You know, it's about time.
We do. People say... People are always saying that they're against Muslims because there are a lot of terrorists that happen to be Muslim. The thing is, though, I believe nobody is anti-Muslim. Anti-terrorist, yes, but the thing is, you could be anti-terrorist without necessarily being anti-Muslim, because there are terrorists in every walk of life. And throughout history, every culture, every religion has had its form of terrorism.
I mean, we could bring that all the way back to, you know, biblical times. I mean, one of the things people forget is, you know, crusaders for God were, you know, the trying to think of the name of it, it still exists today. It's not the what is it? The
Nazis.
Like the army of no, not the Nazis. It's way before the Nazis. It's like the army of God. They're called they call today they're a highly respected, you know, society contributor, but back in the day, you know, they were known as fighters for God, and if you didn't believe in God, then they killed you, you know. What is it? What is it called? It's on the tip of my tongue. I could see the crest right in front of my eyes. What is it called? Whatever it is. But, you know, I didn't look. The IRA has terrorists. The IRA has terrorists, you know. The Israelis, I'm sure, have their own crazy terrorists, possibly.
I mean, everybody has, you know, has a group of extremists fighting for what they believe is the truth, what they believe God's all about. And like I say, I believe that there is a God out there, that there is something higher. I mean, to think that that this is all there is would be pretty depressing.
Right.
In my opinion, anyway. Because
damn, I just had the name on the tip of my tongue. It is called what is it called?
It'll come.
It'll come. But sorry. So like I was saying, you know, it's the trying times that are ahead of us now. I mean, once somebody does get elected in there, no matter who it is, the other half isn't gonna like it. So what are we prepared for? More fighting, more trouble, more, you know, what are we really looking forward to here?
Not much of anything at this point.
Yeah.
That's even scarier than that's probably the scariest thing around, because those that are running for office and those that are, you know, are fighting to lead us couldn't even lead their families. It's just amazing what people will do just for their own egos.
Why,
and I think that's
that, you think that Donald Trump is doing this for his own ego?
I think so. I mean,
America?
The man's a billionaire. He's,
yeah.
I mean, I respect his accomplishments as a businessman.
Right.
He's made a lot of money. Has he screwed people over as far as paying for the stuff that he gets? Probably. But he has accomplished a lot more than most people have, as far as business accomplishments are concerned, as far as that kind of stuff is concerned.
He comes from old money, you know. His father's father's father, his father's 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 father, you know. The money in this family is long, you know.
And then old money, right? And then he built the business from a few million to billions of dollars, and he's involved in all kinds of stuff. And I don't begrudge him. I mean, I watch Shark Tank, and I happen to admire the people on Shark Tank and also the West Texas Investments Club, and even that guy Marcus Lemonis, who basically has a show that's going to be coming back towards the end of August about this guy that goes around to different businesses and helping them to either move on to the next level or get out of the trouble they're in. And he invests his own money anywhere from a few hundred thousand to even a couple million.
Yeah.
And it's a good show. You could learn a lot from it. But as I was trying to say earlier, one of the things that I subscribe to, it's a free service on my cell phone. I get the message texted to me. It's Darren Daily. It's from Darren Hardy, who for a long time was the publisher of Success Magazine. He's a international public speaker and motivator, mentor to masses. He was even mentored himself by a man named Jim Rohn. He's a millionaire in his own right, entrepreneur. He even wrote The Entrepreneur Roller Coaster, which is a very good book, by the way. And he has something called Darren Daily. It's free, and you click on a link, and you see a video of him talking about different ways to achieve success. Sometimes it's things that you don't even want to hear. Like, for example, he talks about the fact that all of these big successful people that you see achieving major things, like the Bill Gates, is that their success comes from a lot of the mundane things and the constant trials and the constant pushing ahead and doing things that others are not willing to do. I mean, to be a successful salesperson, you got to make a number of calls, and more than your quote unquote quota, because you're gonna get hung up on, you're gonna get rejected. You got to be able to take the rejection and move on. That's true with any. Who's
Martha?
I hear another voice out there.
Yeah,
I hear
call.
Another voice out there. Okay. Hello. Oh.
Hello, Larry.
I thought you had somebody on your from your end.
Yeah, it should be 1299. Yes, I do. I'll put my phone number in here.
What are you picking? Okay, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize it was the singles hour.
1299. So I'm gonna get the.
Yeah,
but I can't. I'll get the thing. I believe
you said you have to the front.
Okay, I'll do it the front. Okay. Thank you. No problem. Okay, have a good night, Martha.
Good night to you, Martha.
Martha was, I'm in a store right now. I'm walking around Brooklyn shopping because I can't go to the other store now because they're shooting over there.
Yeah, you want to steer clear of stray bullets.
Yeah.
So Martha
was a woman in the store who was going to help me check out. But basically, what really I'm worried about is Khloe Kardashian's nightmare, which is she's pregnant by Lamar.
Ah, yes. Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah. And also Taylor Swift is a liar. Right? Even the dog agrees with me. Taylor Swift is a liar.
Well, unfortunately, a lot of people out there are liars.
Yes. But most of them are running for government offices.
So we're pretty used to that, right?
Well, I mean, in the end, is there anybody after they're done that we've really loved and respected, aside from JFK and, you know, any of the other good guys that probably were killed for being too good, too righteous?
No, that's true. I mean, JFK had his good points. Of course, he also did the Bay of Pigs.
$12.99,
and there's all kinds of...
$12.99.
Okay. Give him $13, and if you want it... And if you really like her, go throw her a couple bucks tip. What book are you buying?
Yeah. Well, this particular woman is always very helpful. She's even leaving the counter to come check the price, which most of the time they just say, if it's not on the shelf, it's not there. This girl, she goes over, above, and beyond to help.
Wow.
Yep.
You don't find that too often.
Nope. She's a new mother, too.
Really?
Yes. That's by two, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right.
Bring me up yourself.
Well, congratulations, Martha, and a big shout out on the air to the new mother. Is it a boy or a girl?
She has a baby boy.
Baby boy.
Yep.
Well, welcome to the world, baby boy, son of Martha.
Out of Martha. It's funny, when I was younger, they'd say, where do you come from? And I'd say, another vagina.
True.
Yeah, it is. They meant,
I
no,
mean,
what town did you come from? The vagina town.
Think
about
like
going back to stand-up comedy. I don't know. Anybody think I'm funny out there? Give us a call. Let us know on the Larry Live Show. We're special guest host. You later after.
Why not, White Rapper? Why not, White Rapper?
All,
I figured.
That time. Shopping with
Shopping.
Eli Rapper.
Shopping with Eli Rapper. Amazing, Eli Rapper.
So yeah, this is where we're at these days.
It's crazy. It
I
is
check my lottery
crazy.
Numbers real quick. See if I'm a millionaire. If I am, we're gonna
then you
for the Larry Live Show.
Oh, absolutely. Put a, you know, do a little something more for the. For the Live with Larry, and in the meantime, let's check.
I'll leave you here 1 second.
And anybody that wants to come in and join us and find out what kind of books White Rapper is buying these days, the phone number to call is 347-637-1843. And come on board, and it's Live with Larry.
Larry, what are the best potato chips?
The best potato chips?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I mean, I've always liked hers.
Mm. I like hers, but I like her cookies. I don't think it takes hers makes cookies, do they? It's offline, this freaking thing. All right, no. It's either online. Okay.
Yeah,
now I'm checking
it,
my lottery numbers.
Checking the lottery numbers. Any winners?
Yeah. So far, nothing. But I'm thinking about doing a Live from Larry $1,000 scratch off one day. We're just going to buy $1,000 and scratch off and scratch them on your show live.
Let's go for it. Why not? and we'll split the proceeds.
Actually, videotaped a friend of mine one night, scratched $1,600 in scratch offs and lost every one.
$1,600? Oh.
And lost every single one. $1,600 kind of thing.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I mean, it's okay once in a while to throw a couple of bucks in, because supposedly it helps for schools and whatnot, or whatever the state says it does. But a lot of people unfortunately have this, you know, buy lottery tickets to the point where they're constantly.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
Down a little. Okay.
Down a little. Just nothing wrong with playing the lottery once in a while. But the thing is, a lot of people tend to buy so many lottery tickets and blow half their paycheck on lottery tickets,
yeah,
just to maybe once in a while win a little bit, but they wind up giving the state more money than they're entitled to. I mean, don't they get taxes as well? It's like a voluntary tax. But it can't. But like I say, you never know until you try.
Exactly. That's why you got to be in it to win it, right?
to take a dollar in a dream. Got to be in it to win it. Takes a dollar in a dream. And when you check your tickets and it says, sorry, this is a loser, it's not the ticket that's the loser. It's the guy who bought it.
Yeah.
So I'm gluten-free these days, Laugh.
Oh, and the freebie,
look at
that's
me.
Good.
Look at me, look at me. I'm gluten-free.
Gluten-free. That's
gluten-free.
Now, that's good. That's good,
amazing.
At least. Now that's always good. That's always good to, you know, if you're overweight, find which.
No,
what,
I'm good. Thank you, dear.
What method are you using to lose weight?
Just not eating a lot of gluten in the breads and, you know, potatoes that's cut out, rice that's cut out.
Cutting the carbs, in other words.
You hear the city streets behind me?
I think I heard something. The streets of Brooklyn. Oh, yeah. I'm very familiar with the streets of Brooklyn. I used to go to Brooklyn quite frequently, actually.
Have you been playing Pokemon Go, Larry?
I've been hearing a lot about it. I haven't really been playing it, but I keep hearing so much about it. My brother's very much into Pokemon.
Uh-huh.
Which kind of surprises me. But I don't, like I say, I don't know what, you know, like I say, I couldn't, I mean, I keep hearing so much about it. But I remember it was like a very big deal on TV where you had all these cartoons. Don't do that again.
No, I will never play Pokemon Go again. I live by a gym, and the most gorgeous women in the world come out of this gym constantly. Just saw a beautiful girl pass me just now. Unbelievable. I got a gym.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I should buy a gym. Forget about going to a gym. I should buy one, right?
Absolutely. If you got the money for it and you can manage it, go for it.
I had a few bucks. I just don't know if I can manage it. I couldn't run a bagel store. It makes me think I'm going to run a gym.
Well, if you run a bagel store, you have to worry about eating up your profits. But you know, it's with entrepreneurship. It's not just the money and the idea. It's also having the right people behind you, the right partners, the right employees, the right. You know, I mean, it's the people, not just having the money and doing it.
Did you ever get a chance to listen to the white rapper Cole Howard Stern?
Yeah, I did actually. It was really quite funny, very funny.
Yeah, it's actually one of about 3,500 phone calls into the show, which turned out to be about, I don't know, 75 times on the actual TV show, and then. In repeats, I think I was up to like 400 on in repeats on the actual TV show. Well, that's three different TV shows, though. That was the CBS show, Channel 9 show, and, of course, the E! Entertainment Television show.
Oh, yes. Good old E! That...
Thinking about soon posting all my stuff. I'm just going to start posting all my videos and phone calls and stuff.
I think you should. I think it would be great to get on social media and put it up there. You do it. I mean, you've got it on YouTube already. Why not get a following on social media or Twitter, like Facebook, Twitter.
Well, the thing is, I don't want to be myself anymore, Laugh. I'm going to be somebody else. I'm going to live vicariously through this character called the White Rapper.
All right, then why don't you just have? Then why don't you just put up a Facebook page, White Rapper? You notice I haven't called you by your actual name.
Correct.
don't even know what my real name is anymore.
So why don't you, Abraham Lincoln, for a while. I think he's been taken. But why not have a Facebook page that says White Rapper?
So funny. There's so many people out there listening right now who just want to call in. Give them the phone number again, Lach.
Phone number is 347-637-1843.
That's the Live with Larry Show. Guest host, White Rapper.
I tell you, White Rapper, this is good. I mean, this reminds me of the Jersey Boys on 101.5, New Jersey 101.5 FM. There's a show where these two guys that basically talk about literally anything.
Uh-huh.
And it's interesting.
That's why
we just
freestyle for a little bit till I actually settle down, because I'm walking stuck in the store with two hands full of very heavy stuff.
Very heavy books.
Yeah.
So what kind of books did you buy?
I didn't buy a book. I bought a beverage. I know. And I'm going to sit down for a sec, and then we could really talk. I'll go through my numbers, see who I can call. Get on the air with us, Live with Larry.
So. Yeah, we got less than a half hour left on the show. What was the most empowering moment of your life?
Most empowering moment in my life?
Yeah.
Probably the day that I got my lawsuit money. I got a check for a little over $250,000 in cash. That was probably the best day of my life.
Well, a financial windfall can certainly put you in a good mood.
Yeah, I was able to squirrel a bunch of it away and just play with a couple bucks here and there.
At least you don't have to worry about the big grind for a little while.
I'm never really worried about anything. Like I say, I skipped up. Jump laughs through life. Life is good. You know? No, I'm not really.
Yeah?
Well, it's good. Grab my phone a sec, please.
Introduce
All right.
Live on
the air.
Yeah. How's it going?
Hey, what's going on? You're on Live with Larry on Blog Talk
Radio. What's going on there, buddy? How's it going?
Good.
How
good. Who am I talking to?
He's a producer.
He's a good guy. It's going great. Very powerful. Who am I talking to?
I'm a good buddy of his. He's the producer.
Ah, cool. The producer.
Yeah.
All right.
That's actually how I know Sean.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He and I have a mutual friend that normally co-hosts this show. So tell me a little bit about yourself. I mean, what's your most empowering moment?
Felt pretty good when I won the tournament for a lot of money. That felt pretty good.
What kind of tournament was it?
It was like a poker tournament.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. And where was this tournament?
I'm playing some right now.
You're playing on a poker tournament now?
Yeah, I'm actually playing right now as we speak.
Oh, cool. What, is it online?
Yep. That's the way to do it these days. You know?
Yeah. Comfort of your own home. Just make sure you don't throw away too much of your own money.
Well, you know, you got to poker is the type of thing where you control how much you're spending. You're going to spend millions of dollars. It's not like, playing blackjack or roulette or slot machines. It's a little bit different, you know? But you kind of know going into it how much you're going to spend in poker. Versus getting suckered in into a lot of these other games, you know?
That's true. I mean, you could literally lose your shirt if you're not careful. So what?
Let me give Sean back to the phone because I gotta get back to this poker plan. I got my girl taking over my cards over here. Things are going sideways. Give me a second.
All right, but come back if you become a big winner. All right.
Podcast.
All right. So where are you, White Rapper? Oh, you certainly don't sound like the White Rapper. Hello. Who is this?
Hi.
Hello. Hello, who's this? Anybody there? You're on the air. This is going to be what I call the throwaway episode. All right. Ladies and gentlemen,
Hello, Larry. Live with Larry.
Hello. Yes, you're on Live with Larry. We had a good listenership last week. We had a bunch of people that came on and listened to the recording afterward, you know, like the next day. That was pretty good. Let's just take a look and see what's going on in that score. If anybody's so far, nobody's come onto the chat room. Who was the last person after the poker player?
It's me, Sean Lennon. Nope, he's not on the phone. Hold on, the White Rapper's here. Hello, White Rapper.
Yeah, White Rapper.
Hey,
the poker player and the White Rapper.
Yes.
I'm here, White Rapper.
Larry's live. He's live.
Yes.
All right. So, everybody, basically today, I think this has kind of just been a freestyle show. We had a little bit of dead air in the beginning. We're back on track. And the subject today of Democratic National Convention or Republican National Convention, see what's going on, who's voting for who. Where do you think America is going? Even after we do election, like, what's going to happen to America? Anybody have any ideas? Give us a call.
Yeah, the number here is 347-637-1843. Like I say, whoever you vote for, do you think this country has a chance of anything?
Well, the country will still sustain because no matter who we put in as president of the United States, he's still just Ronald McDonald from McDonald's. He's just this puppet, you know. So no matter who gets elected, the company will still be run by the Illuminati.
Unfortunately, that's true. We got you just look at the dollar bill, and you see on the back of the dollar bill, you got the pyramid with the eye over it. I mean, from what I understand, there's the belief in the Illuminati group with the Luciferians and all this other stuff, which is kind of interesting because one of the things that the Trump camp was doing to the Clinton camp was trying to bring, you know, equate it with Lucifer, you know, with Lucifer, and the Illuminati group is a bunch of Luciferians that are literally controlling everything, according to many opinions. Who knows? All I know is that something needs to be done somewhere, and
You ever heard of the movie called The Pyramid Code?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. It's the whole big breakdown of what everybody thinks is, you know, just conspiracy theorists and crazy people yabbering on about, you know, this conspiracy or that conspiracy. I mean, funny part is in the end, the bottom line result is that we are all part of the Pyramid Code. Whether we believe that our birth certificates are bought and sold on the stock market every day, who knows? Whether we believe that we can actually consider ourselves sovereign citizens of this state of America, who knows? Bottom line is we all have to coexist on the world. We're not going to worry about who's black, who's white, who's Christian, who's Muslim, who's this. We're not going to worry about none of that anymore. We're going to worry about air because we're doing so much damage to this earth right now that pretty soon we won't even have enough air to share. Can you spare a square of air?
Can you spare a square of air? Yeah, I remember the Seinfeld episode. I remember Seinfeld very well. Can you spare a square? Anyway, right, rapper. Normally, I would like I say, we only got about 18, a little over 18 minutes left.
Left?
Obviously.
Where'd it go?
Yeah, where'd it go?
It went shopping. That's where the show went.
All right. Well, this is what we call the throwaway episode, because after this episode, the last few episodes I saved to today's show. It was cool. I mean, like I say, you gotta have ups and downs, and the last couple of shows really were awesome, and we had a lot of fun doing it. I'd really like to, you know, like I say, if we could get together. Sam's going to be coming back next week, and hopefully we can get things really on track. So anybody
I'm actually,
that wants,
I'm actually shooting for next week to get a good friend of mine. His name is Shlomi Hopper. People know him better as Vince Hopper from the Slap Chop and Sham Wow commercials. And right now he's working on a new project, a new commercial that's going to come out soon. So told me he's a little busy. He'd love to come do the show. He's actually heard a couple of the episodes, and he's more than happy to come on and explain how he self-empowered himself to leave the Church of Scientology, take on life at his own record, and the man took $20,000 and turned it to $50 million. So he's definitely somebody you guys should hear from. So coming up soon, and even if not, what we can do is I could play a bit of a phone call where he explains how he climbed to the top, even if I'm unable to get Vince. But Vince has already acknowledged the show, and he's definitely said he would come on with us. So that's going to be pretty cool.
I would love to speak with have him come on the show. Absolutely. ShamWow, that is absolutely awesome. I would definitely do a lot more, for that. If you can get him on next week or just let me know which week that he can come on, and he'll get royal treatment. Absolutely.
Right. Well, we just need to make sure the show is on, though.
Well, the nature of the show is basically on empowerment, entrepreneurship, and basically bringing out your inner power. I mean, today's episode was really runaway freight train, doing a lot of nothing, a lot of talk about nothing. But I want to keep it on track about empowering people to follow their dreams. We're not gonna promote pedophilia or any of that kind.
Where did that come from?
Well, let's just say, who's that guy in Chicago that has a talk show where people come on and they're like and they bring other people on the show to tell their partners they're cheating on them with their parents or with their brother or with the best friend or they're gay or whatever it is. The guy used to be a congressman Steve Wilco used to be one of his security guards and then he got his own show. But
right.
I'm trying to remember this guy who has a lot of weirdos got on the show. I keep forgetting the guy's name, but I certainly don't, I'm not I don't want it to be one of those kind of shows.
No, this is positive energy, you know, and like I said earlier today, I went to a store I normally go to, and I've seen some horrible stuff that I wish I didn't see. You know, just the youth shooting at each other for no reason. It's kind of just insanity. Insanity. I don't care what the person did to him. You don't deserve the right to take anybody's life on this earth.
You're absolutely right, my friend. And what I'd like to close the show with a thought saying, listen, go after your dreams, be powerful, follow your inner voice, but always try to do what's right.
Always stay positive.
And always stay positive and stay powerful.
Chop wood, carry water.
Chop wood, carry water. You got to work hard, but you also got to be smart, and you got to also remember how you got your successes, and give something back.
Thank you very much for everybody listening tonight. This is the Live with Larry Show. Special guest host, White Rapper. Sorry, it wasn't the greatest show in the world, but guess what? We were here for you. You'll be there for us next time on the Live with Larry Show. Peace.
All right. Peace, everybody. Stay powerful.
Peace and blessings. Happiness to all.
And to all, a good night.
Good night.